This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. Just hours after saying that women who have a termination should be punished if abortion is recriminalised in the United States, the Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump has changed his position. In an interview with the MSNBC News channel, Mr. Trump first appeared to back punishments for women who had terminations.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
I don't know.
Mr. Trump has now backtracked from that position. In a statement, he says the doctor performing the abortion should be held legally responsible, not the woman. Gary O'Donoghue reports.
Donald Trump has travelled some distance on abortion. Once a supporter of abortion rights, he now favours a ban with only limited exceptions for rape, incest, and when a woman's life is in danger. That does not put him outside the Republican mainstream. But it's his views on what should happen to women who had abortions, were they to become illegal, that have caused confusion. At first, he said they should be punished. Now he says the women would be victims and the doctors would be responsible.
The Prime Minister of Libya's new UN-backed government, Fayez Sarraj, has arrived in the capital Tripoli but faced opposition from those controlling the city. They say Mr. Sarraj's landing at a naval base was illegal, and they've demanded that his delegation leave or hand itself over. The authorities in Tripoli are drawn from one of two rival governments that have long been vying for control of Libya. Elements in both object to the effort to install Mr. Sarraj's government. The United States military is to station an additional armoured brigade in Eastern Europe. General Philip Breedlove, the American commander in Europe, said the move was in response to Russian aggression in the region. Here's our World Affairs correspondent, Richard Galpin.
There are still serious tensions over Russia's annexation of Crimea 2 years ago and widely reported involvement in the uprising in eastern Ukraine, sparking fears the Kremlin might consider further military ventures in neighbouring countries. So now the United States, having already deployed two combat brigades to Eastern Europe, is adding a third for next year. A Pentagon spokeswoman said this demonstrated what she called a capacity and readiness to deter aggression.
Prosecutors in the American state of Minnesota have said there will be no charges against two police officers involved in a controversial fatal shooting of a black man in a suburb of Minneapolis in November last year. Attorney Mike Freeman told a news conference that the victim, Jamar Clark, struggled with the officers, at one point having his hand on officer's gun. He said Mr. Clark had not been handcuffed, as was reported earlier. The campaign group Black Lives Matter criticised the decision not to press charges and called another protest rally. World News from the BBC. The Colombian government says it's reached agreement to begin formal peace talks with the country's second largest rebel group, the ELN. The negotiations, to be held in Ecuador, will be separate from the long-running peace process with the main left-wing guerrilla group, the FARC. Like the FARC, the ELN has been fighting to impose a communist revolution in Colombia since the 1960s. Natalia Cusoy reports from Bogota.
With this decision, the ELN follows the footsteps of the largest rebel group in Colombia, the FARC, which has been in formal peace talks with the government for more than 3 years. If and when a final agreement is reached with both insurgent groups, Colombia will put an end to more than 50 years of an internal conflict that have killed over 220,000 people and displaced more than 6 million.
It's emerged that the jihadists who attacked Brussels last week had photographs and building plans of the office and residence of the Belgian Prime Minister. They were found on a computer belonging to one of the suicide bombers who blew himself up inside the airport. Meanwhile, French prosecutors have charged a man arrested last week over an alleged plot to carry out an attack which they say was close to completion. Researchers say the diminutive human species Homo floresiensis, dubbed the Hobbit, is much older than first thought. Jonathan Amos has the story.
Homo floresiensis stood about a metre tall, with a brain no bigger than a chimpanzee's. Even so, it could make sophisticated stone tools. In the 13 years since its discovery, scientists have continued their investigations, and they've redated the cave sediments in which the Hobbit was buried. The new analysis suggests floresiensis probably became extinct on its island home about 50,000 years ago. That's intriguing because it's about the same time that we, modern humans, turn up in Southeast Asia, and that, of course, heightens the suspicion that we had something to do with their demise.
BBC News.